Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nair. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nair, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC, a consultant company for assisting and providing guidance in submitting grant proposals for funding your favorite projects. Especially the company is specialized in the grants for the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics areas. Although we could help with any type of grants for both nonprofits or community organizations as well as educational institutions. Please go to our website drnayar.com, that is drnayar.com, or email at info@drnayar.com. You may also call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANTS, or that number again is 1-844-947-2687. October is considered as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month worldwide, and this is an annual campaign involving thousands of organizations around the world to highlight the importance of this cancer and educate the public. So it's only appropriate for this program to bring not only the awareness among people to this cancer, but also share the available information on this devastating disease. I would also speak in general terms some of the scientific studies that are out there in the public domain, and some of the recent studies on both the early identification, control, and possible newer methods to prolong the life of the person afflicted with this dreadful cancer. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, the most common cancer in women, irrespective of race or ethnicity, is breast cancer. It is the most common cause of death in Hispanic women. It is the second most common cause of death from a cancer among Caucasian, African American, Asian Pacific Islanders, American Indian, and Alaska Native women. So with that kind of a breadth of this disease, let us first look at the statistics of breast cancer in the United States. The most recent data available from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is for the year 2014, which tells us that 236,968 women and 2,141 men were diagnosed with breast cancer. That's right, even men can get breast cancer. 41,211 women and 465 men in the USA have died from breast cancer. The incidence counts cover over about 99% of the United States population. Death counts cover about 100% of the U.S. population. Incidence rate means how many men out of a given number get the disease each year. In 2012, white women had the highest rate of getting breast cancer, followed by African Americans, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, and Native American, Alaskan Native women. African Americans are more likely to die of breast cancer than any other group, followed by Caucasians, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, and American Indian, Alaskan Native women. The number of African Americans dying of breast cancer is about 32,000 per 100,000 reported cases. Caucasians, on the other hand, the death rate is about 25,000 per 100,000 cases reported. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, the incident rate in Florida for the year 2012, where the data was available, for women diagnosed with breast cancer is 114.1 for 100,000 women, and the death rate is 20.5 per 100,000 persons. Another number that I can throw off there is the National Breast Cancer Foundation data, which is an organization that tracks the breast cancer epidemic or presence or endemic, if I may say that way. The breast cancer being screened, and so the breast cancer will claim, according to this National Breast Cancer Center Foundation, They say that about 40,000 people, get this disease. And according to them, this is the leading cause of death for the women aged between 40 and 55. 15% of all breast cancers occur in women under age 45. 15%. In this group, the cancers are more aggressive with a very low recovery rate. 80% of breast lumps are non-cancerous. 70% of breast cancers are found through breast self-exams. About 80% of women diagnosed with breast cancer have no family history of breast cancer. So now, having given these numbers there, just to give you an idea about how widespread this is, even though, as I will later on tell you, that the diagnosis or the prognosis, all of these are now much better, and so there is quite a bit of improvement in the diagnosis of the breast cancer, as well as the treatment, and the prognosis looks always much better than years before, without a question. Now, so let us actually take a look at what is this breast cancer, and the pathology of it, what really happens in the breast tissues during this transformation from the normal cell to the cancerous cell. To understand breast cancer, a little bit background information on the biology of breast is useful. What it is that the breast has three main parts. They have the glands that produce the milk. They have the ducts that carry the milk to the nipple. And finally, the breast has fibrous and fatty tissues, called the connective tissues. So these are the three components of which the breasts are, made. Now, there is no such thing as a normal breast. What is considered normal for one person may not be normal for another person. When a woman says her breast feels lumpy, it may be due to different medical conditions or due to changes in the fibrous tissue I just mentioned a few minutes ago. It also could be due to a cyst, which is a fluid-filled sac. These may or may not be cancerous. Some are benign, meaning that they are not becoming cancer, and some are cancerous. Only further testing will determine what the situation is. If it turns out to be cancerous, then there are different types of breast cancer based on the affected area of the breast. Before it spreads, the word for spreading is metastasis. For example, if the lining of the ducts of the breast that drains the milk is affected, that type of cancer is called ductal carcinoma. So the ducts are the ones that are affected, the one that carries the milk. Carcinoma is a technical word for cancer. Ductal carcinoma can be of two different kinds. One kind is called the ductal carcinoma in situ, in situ. In situ means in place, meaning that the abnormal cells characteristic of cancer is localized and not yet spread to other cells in the breast or to other parts of the body. So that is one type of carcinoma or cancer called ductal carcinoma in situ. The second type is called the invasive ductal carcinoma. Here the cancer metastasizes or spread to other parts of the body. The word invasive tells us right away that it is invading to other parts of the body. There is another form of breast cancer called a lobular carcinoma. Lobular meaning the lobes. In this case, the cancer begins in the lobes or the lobules, the small lobes, which is the one where milk is made. There are two forms of lobular carcinoma also. Just like the ductal, just like the duct has two different type of cancer, the lobes also have two different types of cancer. One type is called the lobal carcinoma in situ, exactly like the way the ductal carcinoma was there, in localized, just in one place. And the other type is invasive. So the exact same thing. One, the difference is that one affects the ducts, the other one affects the lobes of the breast tissues. So now there is a lesser known cancer also, which is called the Paget disease of the breast. This is a very rare form of cancer that starts at the nipple, and it's surrounding darker area called areola. Now, the theory is that the cancer cells have traveled through the ducts to reach the nipple area, and that's the way that part is being affected. So now we will talk more about other aspects of breast cancer when we return. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC, for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. We were talking about breast cancer, and I started with some numbers that we know of the prevalence and the spread of this particular disease among populations of all races and ethnic backgrounds. And also, you know, I was mentioning about the types of breast cancer and the variations in that. Now I think it is time for us to talk a little bit about the symptoms of breast cancer, the warning signs, so to say. And they are different for different people, but there are some common factors that can be taken as, you know, one of the way to diagnose this particular cancer. Now, here are some generalized, commonly described early warning signs. One of them is a new lump in the breast or underarm. Another one is a thickening or swelling on a part of the breast. A third symptom or a warning sign is irritation or dimpling of the breast skin. You can also have a flaky skin or redness in the nipple area. You can have pulling in of the nipple or pain in the nipple. Nipple discharge other than the breast milk, sometimes even blood. Any change in the size or shape of the breast. Pain in any area of the breast. So these are all some warning signs, and self-exams are very well known, and when you do that, if you find or see some of these things that I had just mentioned, the signs, then the changes in the breast, then you may want to immediately pay attention to it and consult a health professional. Now, please bear in mind that in some of these warning signs can happen with other conditions that are not related to cancer also. So, you know, just because these symptoms that I just mentioned are found does not mean that necessarily it is leading to a breast cancer. So that is one of the reasons why I mentioned that, you know, immediate attention to this symptoms should be taken care of by talking to a health professional of yours. Now, what are the risk factors of getting breast cancer? Well, a number of inherited mutated genes can increase the likelihood of developing breast cancer. It is very well known now that breast cancer is caused because of a mutated altered or changed gene. And there are two such genes identified. One of them is called BRCA1. We call them BRCA1. And another one is called BRCA2 or BRCA2. So BRCA1 is found in our chromosome number 17 and BRCA2 in chromosome number 13. We have 23 pairs of chromosomes, and each chromosome has a specific number assigned to it. And so The one gene is in chromosome number 17, and the other one is in chromosome number 13. Now, long-term use of hormone replacement therapy is also a risk factor. Menopausal hormone therapy has been identified, and there are two different types of this therapy. One of them is estrogen, progestin is another hormone. So estrogen and progestin together, or the second one is estrogen alone. So this hormone therapy for menopausal women, when they are given, it is assumed, you know, that there are some studies or some observations where, you know, this may be, you know, a risk in some cases. Remember, you know, it's not for everybody. In some cases, this hormonal therapy can be affecting as a cause for later development of breast cancer. What was found was that women who took estrogen plus progestin together, those of them, had more advanced breast cancers as opposed to women who did not take the MHT, the menopausal hormonal therapy. So in comparison to people who had the hormonal therapy versus the ones who had, combining the two hormones seems to have more of a risk factor. And again, as I said, not in every single person, because, you know, that is one thing that we all have to understand, that some of the therapies that we are using, you know, doesn't have to function exactly the same in person to person because of the other physiological matters that are involved in this particular person, right? So we don't know the reasons why the people who have the hormonal therapy, you know, leads to the development of a breast cancer. The cause and effect thing is not exactly clear, but being studied quite a bit. Then, of course, another factor that leads to getting breast cancer is family history, either side of the family, and that can happen. And then yet another one is treatment with radiation therapy to the breast or chest. Then there is something called exposure to a chemical called diethyl stilbestrol, or DES. If you know, a person or if you or your mother took it during pregnancy, the DES is a chemical. It's a synthetic form of a female hormone, estrogen. And it was prescribed between 1941 and 1971 to prevent miscarriage, premature labor, and other complications due to pregnancy. In the 1950s, it was shown not effective in prevention. So DES, the synthetic form of the female hormone estrogen, has been attributed as one of the risk factor for developing breast cancer later on in life. Now, another risk factor is dense breasts, you know, as determined by mammograms. And then, of course, there is some study that indicates drinking excessive alcohol can also lead to it. Again, you know, not in all cases, but in some cases. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is IARC, is an international organization studying cancer. They have linked cancer hazards to people who work night shifts, firefighters, painters, and both because of environmental and break in the circadian rhythm of those who work at odd hours of the night. So here, this is a very interesting thing, because this is actually way off from the normal thought process of anyone. But believe it or not, the circadian rhythm that we have, you know, the cycle of day and night, the sleep and awake situation, you know, that is a very, very important thing, because as a matter of fact, you know, truck drivers, firefighters, you know, first responders, you know, medical professionals who work, you know, odd hours sometimes and have very little sleep, and people who have a very odd sleep wake-up schedule, it can affect, you know, it can tremendously affect the enzymes, the hormones, and the even the, you know, nervous neuron systems. So that has been also attributed to some extent to, you know, developing of cancers. Now, that is, having said that, we will talk about other aspects of and diagnosis techniques when we return, and you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. I was talking about breast cancer, and I covered about the statistics of, the number of people affected by, breast cancer. And then I went on to talk about the type of breast cancers that are, recognized by the medical community. Some risk factors that are associated with incoming breast cancers. But when I talked about the risk factors, I did mention that the risk factors that I mentioned does not have to be common to every single person, because some of the symptoms that are observed while examining the breast may or may not be due to breast cancer, because it could be so many other aspects also. That is where the specialists come into play, and they make sure that the right diagnosis is done. Now, having said about the risk factors, let me explain to you some of the factors that may reduce your risk factors. One of them is being older when you had your first menstrual period. That may reduce your risk involvement. Starting menopause at an earlier age, giving birth to more children, being younger at the birth of your first child and breastfeeding your children, getting regular exercises, maintaining a healthy weight. These are some of the factors that may reduce the risk of having a breast cancer. Again, these are very generalized statements. Now, let us take a look at the way that the cancer is diagnosed. Most of it we know what they do, but I may just go into and explain the details about some of the process that they use for diagnosing breast cancer. For example, X-ray, of course, everybody knows about X-ray. But then mammograms. Mammograms, there are two types. There is a screening mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram. The new way is a 3D mammography, also known as breast tomosynthesis. Now, the way this is done is by compressing the breast once, and a machine takes many low-dose X-rays as it moves over the breast. A computer then puts the images together into a 3D picture. This allows the doctors to see the breast tissues more clearly. There is another new imaging test called CINTI mammography. CINTI is spelled S-C-I-N-T-I, CINTI mammography, also known as molecular breast imaging. This uses a slightly radioactive drug called a tracer, which is injected into a vein. The tracer attaches to the breast cancer cells and is detected by a special camera. It is still in its infant stage of development, but it is used in some places. Then, of course, another method of diagnosis is ultrasound, using high-frequency sound waves to create an image of the breast, which can show the density of different parts of the breast, and that's how they identify that. Then, of course, there is a bone scan, and then some of you know about CT scan. CT scan, the full name is computed tomography, which looks at the cancers outside the breast, such as lungs, liver, bone, lymph nodes. The scan creates a three-dimensional picture of the inside of the body with a special X-ray machine. A computer combines these images into a detailed cross-sectional view that shows abnormalities, including tumors. The scan can be used to measure the tumor size. A contrast dye may be injected into the patient's vein to get a better detail of the place where it is seen. Then, of course, there is something called, just like the CT scan, there is a PET scan. PET scan stands for positron emission tomography. It is to check the cancer outside of the breast. Small amount of radioactive sugar substance is injected into the patient's vein. The sugar substance is then taken up by the cells that use the most energy because they are actively dividing. Cancer cells constantly divide, remember? So because cancer cells tend to use energy actively, they absorb more of the radioactive substance. Then a scanner detects this substance to produce images of the inside of the body. Areas that are most active appear as bright spots, and the intensity of the brightness can be measured to better describe these areas. So PET scan is a really effective way to recognize the differences in the breast. MRI also is very much known to most people. MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging. It uses magnetic fields, not X-rays, to produce the image. Here also they use a special dye injected through the vein before the scan to help create a clear picture of the cancerous cells. Then also the regular manner of checking by biopsy, that is removing a small amount of tissue for examination under the scope, microscope, and then see the differences in the cell structures. Then there is another one that is coming up, which is called the genomic test. Genomic meaning the genes, testing for the predicting the recurrence risk. There is one test which evaluates 16 cancer-related genes and five reference genes to estimate the risk of cancer. So this is something that is new, and one can diagnose it and use this test for predicting the possibility of whether cancer is coming or not. Then there is something called, actually it's a trademark name, Mama Print. This test uses information from 70 genes to predict the risk of cancer coming back for early stage low-risk breast cancer. This is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for estimating the risk of recurrence in early stage breast cancer, but it is not yet known whether this test can predict whether chemotherapy will work. This test is more common in the Europe than in the United States. Then let us talk a little bit about the treatment. The treatment, of course, is lump. There's a treatment where they surgically remove. You can just take the tumor alone, just remove the tumor and a small area surrounding it instead of completely taking the breast, spare the breast from the surgery. That is called lumpectomy, taking the lump out. Then, of course, all of us know about mastectomy, which is removing all of the breast tissues. There is a technique called oncoplastic surgery, which involves reshaping the breast at the time of the initial surgery, such as doing a partial breast reconstruction after breast-conserving surgery or a full reconstruction after mastectomy. So oncoplastic surgery means that operating on the other breast as well to make the breasts look alike. So, they, in other words, what they are doing is they take the tissues that are affected at the same time they will also repair it by, plastic surgery, so to say. So that, but once you do that on one breast, they have to do the other breast also, just so that, they will look even. Now, removing a limited number of lymph nodes also is one way of doing it, and then removing both breasts in extreme cases are also there, so that there will be no recurrence of the cancer. Then, of course, added to this is radiation therapy and chemotherapy that most of us know. Now, medications that block hormones from attaching to cancer cells, there are special kind of molecules that attach these chemicals and the receptors for the hormones, and there are drugs that are made for these specific drug molecules to attach to the cancer cells so that they can do what they are supposed to do. Then there are medications that stop the body from making estrogen after menopause. That is also there. Then, of course, there are drugs that target the hormone receptors for destroying it. so that you know, the cancer cells won't be spreading. There are surgery, and you know, there are some removal of ovaries in some cases, because there is a link between the ovaries and the breast cancer that has been shown in some studies. And so sometimes, you know, they remove the ovaries also as a prevention of recurrence of breast cancer. Then there are some targeted drugs available now. Many of them are in the market. You know, most people know about Herceptin, which is the most commonly used drug. Then there are so many. Avastin is another drug, but I don't want to go into the drugs per se, because they are trade names, and you know it, and the doctors will prescribe the right type of things. Now, I wanted to talk to you about, though, some recent genetic studies on breast cancer, something about the genes and how that happens. And in order to understand that, you know, the in the two populations of Polish and French Canadian women, a new breast cancer gene has been identified just last year, 2 years back, 2015. Mutations in a gene called RECQL are strongly linked to the onset of breast cancer, at least in the populations that were studied in Polish and French Canadian women. We will talk more about this and a few other new things when we return. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC, for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram. We were talking about breast cancer today being the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October, all over the world. And we were talking about different aspects of the breast cancer, and I was talking about the genetic aspect of the disease. Obviously, you know, we all know about the two genes that are attributed to the cause of this particular cancer, breast cancer, you know, the mutation of two genes called BRCA or BRCA1 and BRCA2. But then I just before the break, I was mentioning about another new gene that has been identified in French Canadian women and Polish women studied abroad by scientists, and that gene is called RECQL. Let us talk about BRCA1 and BRCA2 first. And we know that mutation is found in women. This RECQL gene that I mentioned in the population of French Canadian women, that particular gene, they are hereditary. Mutation is found in women who did not have a mutated BRCA1 or 2 genes. In other words, if there is a normal BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, but then the RECQL gene, is mutated, and that is enough to cause the cancer. Now, what are these BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes? They are actually highly penetrating genes. Their normal function is to repair the DNA, the BRCA1 and BRCA2, and they do their job pretty much very well. When the DNA needs repair, normally in the cell, they get into action and they repair the DNA. But when they are mutated, meaning when they are changed, then they can do it. And that is how the disease starts causing. That triggers the cells to grow without any stopping and becomes out of control and form a tumor. That's how the things happen. So the normal gene's function is to repair the DNA, the BRCA1 and BRCA2, and when they are mutated, their function is out, and naturally the DNA repair will not happen, and the cells will continue to multiply over and over again, causing formation of tumor. That's how the tumors develop. Along with breast cancer, several other genetic disorders also appear in some cases. And these genes are inherited, you know, and every one of us have two of the same genes, you know, a pair. Genes occur in pairs. All that it takes is only one of the pair to change or mutate to cause the disease. Now, there are some people have questioned about mammogram. You know, it is good in detecting cancer in the women ages 50 and over. Sensitivity of mammogram is about 84%. That is pretty good. But there are downside of this testing also. There may be false positive results sometimes. But that again, you know, in the best of the best hands, you know, sometimes those things happen. Other than that, I mean, it is still good. There are some harmful effects of mammogram radiation, according to some studies, and especially, you know, about 6 years back in British Journal, a medical journal, they said that, you know, they don't need to have mammograms as often as people do now. But again, this is something controversial, and you know, I wouldn't specifically touch upon that topic in this top conversation right now. But I would ask you to check with your physician, health professional more. Even though I just wanted to mention to you that there are different studies that show mammograms may not be as much necessary as often as necessary as is being done now. American Cancer Society says women over 40 should get a mammogram every year. The United States Preventive Service Task Force, which advises the federal government, says women over 50 should get a mammogram every other year. Every other year. It says women 40 to 49 should decide what they want based on their health history, and it is not clear if women over 75 should even bother with mammograms. That is some of the things that are still ongoing discussions. But then there are, now the latest thing I wanted to say in the few minutes that are left with us is that there are studies and research going on for therapeutic vaccines as a cure for breast cancer. There is one of them that was in phase 3 trial sometime back, and I'm not sure whether it has come out in the market or not, but there are two actually therapeutic vaccines. One of them was made from breast cancer cell lines, irradiated cell lines, and engineered in the lab to express the immune molecules that will attack the cancer cells from developing. There are two clinical trials, as they call it, is underway for this. So if a therapeutic vaccine can be made, that will be a major breakthrough in the studies of breast cancer. So you are seeing that, like I said earlier, a lot of progress has been made so far, and we are very much coming close to controlling, and there are lots of, a great percentage of breast cancer patients can now live a normal, healthy life because of their technology. And I would actually say that the early diagnosis or detection is the key. And very often, if properly diagnosed at the proper time, then of course there are ways in which it can be controlled, and the normal life can be brought back. So I think there are so much studies going on, and the purpose of October as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month is one of the ways in which the awareness is being given to all ages of women. And of course men, to understand the implications of breast cancer and an early diagnostic ways to prevent it. Now, as I said earlier, the risk factors can be minimized to some extent, not all extent, but because, you know, if the gene is there, then you can only do so much. So the gene mutation, risk factor is not something that you and I can do it, by any means. Without an outside intervention, like a medical procedure or something like that, like a gene therapy, for example. So until then, I think we have made tremendous progress, and I would think that you know, in years to come, we will find that this cancer can be taken out of our minds, and a longer life can be possible. It is now time for me to wrap up today's program, and I wanted to say, as I always say, stay healthy, stay happy. This is Dr. Ram saying so long.
Talk Radio.